This time of year, reminders of death are everywhere, in costumes, decorations, and ghost stories. But inside a Winston-Salem funeral home, a small group is approaching the subject with curiosity rather than fear. Their gathering, called a death cafe, invites people to talk openly about mortality over coffee and snacks. It's part of a worldwide movement to make conversations about death less taboo. WFGD's April Leslie attended their latest meeting themed around Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, a Latin American tradition centered on celebrating loved ones who've passed on.
In a back room at the Hayworth Miller Funeral Home, several people are mingling around a table displaying some unusual baked goods.
So it's all dead men's
bread.
Oh,
okay.
So it's a traditional Dia de los Muertos treat. So the bones on top represent the crossbones, and the little circle represents a skull.
That's Joshua Terrell, the host for today. He baked the bread and set up the altar, another traditional feature of the Dia de los Muertos celebrations. It's decorated with photos, candles, and offerings to honor and remember loved ones who have passed away. After we all settle around a big table, attendee Heather Shank says she brought in an item from her brother, Dennis.
It's funny, when he first passed away, I really struggled with feeling like a fraud. Here I am, a death doula, and help other people through their grief, but I'm learning how to process my own grief. It's so different than holding space for other people.
She's hitting on something that kept coming up during the conversation. Even for professionals, talking about death is hard. Annalise Monday started hosting death cafes last year to create a safe space for those conversations.
It's typically a taboo subject in this country, and we wanted to break down those barriers between the public and the funeral home, and also just bring everybody in and have a safe place to talk about death, fears, wishes, questions, all of those things.
The cause is personal for her. Monday lost her father unexpectedly when she was just 5 years old and struggled to find places where she could talk about it without making people feel uncomfortable. The experience drove her to become a funeral director. She wanted to comfort others during their own times of grief. Monday learned about death cafes through her job and attended her first one in Boise, Idaho.
I was sitting next to a woman that was actively dying. She had terminal cancer. And I was sitting next to a holistic doctor and a woman that had just lost her husband and just moved into the area. So, and me, the funeral director. And so but it was such a beautiful conversation that we had. And it was an amazing experience.
The death cafe concept grew out of the European tradition of meeting in public spaces to discuss big ideas about science and philosophy. The first was held in London in 2011, inspired by Swiss sociologist Bernard Cretaz's Café Mortel gatherings, which encouraged open conversation about mortality. Today, thousands of death cafes have been held in more than 90 countries around the world. Each meeting is different, with some having laid out agendas and others a more free-flowing conversation. One thing they're not, though? Grief counseling. Monday says cafes are not meant to be a substitute for professional support, but rather a space for a broader discussion. Back at Hayworth Miller, attendee Gwendolyn Stanfield says she thinks the movement's growth is a response to how the experience of death has become more private over time, moving from homes into hospitals and care facilities.
We are shielded from a lot of it, and so we do not have the experiences that we used to, I think. Mm-hmm. And for that fact, perhaps that does instill some additional fear.
She says it's been difficult to get people in her life to engage with her on the topic, even family members.
I think that is one reason why death cafes are probably more necessary now than ever. People may not have the apprehension that they would about it if they were able to attend something like this.
Death cafes have taken root in several North Carolina cities beyond Winston-Salem, including Greensboro, and not all of them are held in funeral homes. Many take place in actual cafes. You can find the directory at deathcafe.com. For WFDD, I'm April Leslie.